B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listen to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
giving
me through America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
Added that.
I
yes,
didn't
you
even
did.
Know
it.
You give me my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I think the bosses are listening. I wouldn't say anything if I were you.
We'll be back right after this.
Our keys worked.
Yeah, I was thinking of coming in this morning and we should have recorded a message. Hi, it's the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show.
You heard a message yesterday. This is ours.
No, we are here today, you guys. It is Thursday. It is June 6th, and we are ready to throw down another episode of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Yep.
But before we do anything, there's only one way to start today's show because we didn't get to celebrate it yesterday. We'll talk about that here in a second. But first things first, Loren, happy birthday, boo.
Oh, yep. Thank you.
Typically, we do a big show celebration, but that didn't work out.
Yeah.
So happy birthday. I want Channing Tatum to dance all over you.
I do, too.
What'd you do to celebrate yesterday?
My sweet husband took me to the spa.
Oh.
Yeah, we spent the day at the spa. And
no Channing Tatum, though?
No, but yeah. Dallas does love this song. He tries to do the dance every time it comes on.
I'm just a bachelor. I'm looking for a partner.
It's like anybody can dance sexy to this song. This song just, like, helps you through it. You feel a little older today or no?
No, I'm...
Does your number still start with a 3?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't remember.
Wow.
We've been working together for a while now.
Do you know how old she is?
I think I do.
Take a guess.
Oh, I'm scared to. Can I try?
I would be afraid.
Is it 36?
No. Oh. I'm leaving. You know what? Yesterday was awesome.
Great.
No, I'm 35.
35.
Okay. Although I told everyone yesterday I was 29, so, you know, there's that.
Yeah, my mom keeps that up, too. She's 78, and she's still 29. So, well, we obviously missed yesterday's show, and there's not much that we can tell you. And even if we did tell you, you would yawn.
It's so boring.
It really is. You know, sometimes you have issues with your managers, and you guys think one thing at your job, and management thinks another thing. And that's kind of what happened yesterday. And at the end of the day, they're management, and we said, take a day, clear your head, get back to work on Thursday. So that's what we did. And that's really all there is to it. Just know that we love our show. We love the MRL show, fam.
We wouldn't go anywhere. I mean, no. At one point, I was behind Wendy's performing a show. I was like, I still got to perform somewhere.
Yeah. But I went to Walmart and jumped on the intercom.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now let's do a quick topic here. If you're in aisle number 3013, let me know, have you ever...
What's the 3 strangest items you see in someone's shopping cart right now? Bring it to aisle 8. It's Mani from the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. I mean, the feedback we got from you guys was unbelievable.
Awesome.
And, you know...
And hopefully this never happens again.
We don't ever want it to happen again. And, you know, it's a thing where we did something.
We got in trouble for it.
We got sent down to the principal's office.
Yeah.
And listen to me. The whole thing was senseless.
Yes.
You know?
Very senseless.
Uh-huh.
So... We're back. And that's all I just really want to do a show today. I don't want to spend, but see now people are going to tune in at 7 and tune in at 8.
It's like we got to, it's like the thing you don't want to talk about, but you have to talk about because everybody wants you to talk about.
What?
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
So now, are we not talking about it?
I think we are talking about it.
Talk about it.
And then I think us not talking about it us being vague, it sounds way worse than what, I mean, there was a point before we started on the mics, I'm like, what we did was so stupid. I think us not talking about it sounds even worse.
Right. But let's be clear, though. What we did was stupid, but it also got us in trouble.
Yep.
And that's it. We had to take our punishment, and that was it.
Yes.
But it was for the for the passion of the show, we'll tell you that. Yeah. It wasn't because Roy parked in the boss's spot.
It was for something entertaining.
Yeah. It's not because Roy parked in the boss's spot. But all right, so Lorraine, give us, since I'm going to talk about my day coming up here in just a little bit. We're coming up on Dean's last days of kindergarten, and I took him somewhere yesterday and posted a picture about that at Mani Radio on my Insta. But what did you do for your birthday, for real?
Dallas and I got up yesterday. He took me to Clean Juice. We went and checked on the construction on the house, which was finished yesterday.
Oh, the house?
I'm so excited.
Your remodel is over?
Yes.
Whoa. Did they move the truck and let you get a look at it?
Move that truck.
Bus.
It looks great. I'm so happy with it.
That's
so
good. You know, not a lot of people listening have two homes. And
well, I also have news coming about that.
Are you going to beat me?
Maybe. I'm not jinxing anything, so.
Oh, I gotta sabotage this.
For those of you that might not know, Roy is a licensed realtor, and he and Loren have I started, of course. I said, who's gonna get sell their first house? Will Loren sell her house that she's trying to sell so she can move into Chateau de Lorraine? Or is Roy going to sell his first house as a broker?
I'm calling my client today. I'm like, we gotta put an offer in today.
Oh, buddy.
Well, there's still closing time, so I still have time to beat you.
Yeah, so when does this bet actually
end? When you close.
When we get an offer or when we close?
No, the offer doesn't matter because they can walk from an offer.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so we're...
This is the music you hear when you walk into Chateau de Lorraine, the new house.
Right. It's actually, she has an orchestra in the kitchen. And, good. I'm glad because you were worried if you had to lower the price. So you finally just waited and the good things are happening.
Yeah.
Very good.
Things are happening, so.
Oh, good. Great. Okay. And then what about you, Roy? What did you do yesterday?
Oh, well, not much.
No. It was weird not being here, though, wasn't it?
Oh, it was so weird. Let me tell you something. That was the strangest birthday I've ever had in my entire life. Because, I didn't know how to feel being home, but my husband was trying to rah-rah me up, and he's like, I got us this spa day, and so I'm sitting there
I know. I was upset, and Sterling wasn't there, and so I just was upset by myself. I had my dog, Callie.
That's good.
At one point, we went to Chick-fil-A.
Together?
Yeah.
Whoa. Good, you two.
I know.
It was, the strange thing about it was that it was a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so today should be Friday, I feel like, and then we should just go into the weekend and come back on Monday. Mm-hmm. But no, today's got to be Thursday.
Yep.
Stupid Thursday. Sitting in the way of Friday. A lot of cool things, though, are going on. Last night, your update, the Charlotte Checkers beat the Chicago Wolves they're in the finals of the Calder Cup, which is the trophy that you get in the AHL, which is one level below the NHL.
Mm-hmm. And isn't the Hurricanes doing well?
Nobody. They're out.
Oh, they're out.
They've been long.
Well, there was buzz about that.
Yeah.
All right. Metron Sports.
Yay, sports.
Yeah.
But the Checkers, if they win, that's what I'm thinking. What are we going to do? There has to be a celebration. If the Knights won their championship, there would be a celebration.
Of course.
I'm sure they have a plan.
Do we have a parade? Are we going to go around Bojangles Coliseum?
Ooh, that'd be fun.
You know,
when the Panthers were in the Super Bowl, everybody went to Romare Bearden Park and they had a whole show.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm keeping an eye on that. So we're up 2-1 in that series. We've got $100 for you this morning with our 5 seconds to cash. So that happens at 7 a.m. Plus 21 Pilots meet and greet tickets. You get to go to the Spectrum Center to see the show, and then you get to go backstage and hang with them. And we'll do that around 8:20 this morning. All right. But up next, though, I do want to share with you, it was Dean's second to last day of kindergarten. Today's basically they're watching a movie day, and that's it. It's over. So I took him somewhere yesterday, and we had a celebration, and everybody thought it was hilarious. I'll tell you about it coming up in 3 minutes. I'm the Mani, Roy, and Lorraine.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Mani, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
We are back live and in your ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After yesterday, I want to get leather jackets with our logo on it or something. It'd be like a little cool gang.
You feel like a rebel.
Yeah, that's right. If you're just joining us, we mentioned a little earlier this morning, we apologize for yesterday for not being here. MRL Show fam, you guys were amazing for reaching out. Those who texted, tweeted, Instaed, Facebook.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
You guys are really amazing, and it meant a lot to us. But know this. This was no stunt.
No.
A lot of people were like, oh, you guys just did that to create controversy or get a buzz going. No.
No, we screwed up.
No.
And listen, we got called down to the principal's office over something very senseless.
Yes, we did.
44 years old, and I'm still going to the principal's office. That's really what hit me yesterday. Yeah. I was like, when does it end, Maney? Like, when does it end for you? My life has ended the same way it started. I was always getting in trouble.
Did you have to explain to your son why you were home?
No. I said, no.
Nothing's like explaining to my mom, by the way. Well, this is what happened, Mom. I felt like I was a kid all over again, you know.
I kind of kept it to myself type thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wasn't happy. I wanted to be here yesterday. Yeah, I love this microphone. I love this view of you two. This is what I want. This is where I want to be.
I know.
You know? So yesterday was, the one silver lining was that it was my son Dean's school party / play. And there's a book called Angry Crayons, which is an awesome book, Angry Crayons. I know out there a lot of people in the audience know what I'm talking about. But Roy, it's a book obviously about crayons, and it's like, it's written to its owner.
Okay.
So the book is like, Dear Owner, thank you. And this is Red Crayon. Thank you for using me all the time, but I need a break. I'm Santa Claus. I'm hearts. I'm fire engines. And apples, quite honest, I'm apples. I just need a break. Your friend, Red Crayon.
That's funny.
You know, and then like Gray Crayon comes up and it's like, hey, Gray Crayon here. You know, I could color more than just elephants and dinosaurs. You know, I could be clouds, I could be rocks, just letting you know. So they did that play.
Aww.
And Dean was Peach Crayon, but Peach Crayon's paper got ripped. So Dean was all excited because he was the last crayon to go. And he was like, look, now I'm ripped and naked. That was his line during the play. You know, you're naked crayon, Peach. And then he ran away. I'll show you the video. So afterwards, I took him out. I signed him out of school. Uh-huh. And I said, buddy, let's go to lunch. Me and you. Mom was going back to work. Ruby was with the nanny. What do you want to do? Daddy Dean time. He said, let's go to Firehouse Subs. I was like, that sounds good. We'll go there.
Yeah.
And as we're driving there, we're going past one of my favorite little local bars, a tavern right around the corner from my house in Waxhaw. And I go, oh, buddy, would you rather go to this place and we could sit at the bar? Oh, yeah, Dad, I want to sit at the bar. So we go to the tavern. We get two hamburgers. He sits at the bar with my iPhone and Netflix and two pretend airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have burgers. He has milk. I have a beer. And we called it a day. It was a good kindergarten party.
That's awesome.
That's cute.
Everybody thought it was funny when Dean, all the regulars were sitting at the end of the bar. They thought it was funny when Dean pulled up a chair, you know, and so I said, hey, here's the star of the play. And they were like, hey. So congratulations to everyone, not just those who are graduating, but just if you're just finishing maybe kindergarten and you're not graduating, going into first to second, whatever it is. Congratulations on an awesome school year, everybody. Teachers, too, obviously. You guys are helping sculpt the future.
They really are.
And I love Dean's teachers. Man, it meant a lot to see those guys yesterday and gals. So thanks, guys.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I just thought I would take Dean to the same place my dad took me, to a bar.
Oh, it's lovely.
Passing it on.
All right, so Gwen Stefani, she is returning to The Voice this next season to replace Adam Levine. But she says that when she got the call, she was so excited and shocked. She didn't see it coming at all, and I don't think any of us really saw it coming. She did admit, though, to having a little pillow talk between her and her boyfriend, Blake Shelton, and them discussing their strategies for next season already, and he thinks it's still going to be a competition.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Taylor Swift made an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres show where she apologized for putting Nick Jonas on blast when they were dating back in the day, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, Joe is now saying that he appreciates that apology.
You said Nick Jonas.
I meant Joe Jonas.
Okay.
I apologize.
Because then I was like, no, I don't remember them dating, but I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to slow the show down.
It did feel nice. It's something that I probably was feeling pretty bad about when I was younger, but at the end of the day, like, I've moved on. I'm sure Taylor's moved on, and it feels nice, and we're all friends. It's all good.
Everything's all good.
All good. So that was Joe Jonas. Now on to Nick Jonas and his wife, Priyanka. Priyanka is upset because there's such a double standard between she is older than Nick is. And she thinks that it's awful that people ask and like make such a big deal about it all the time. She says, you know, if this was flipped and the guy was older, nobody would even care. They would actually like it. So stop asking me about my age.
Well, there is a thing. I'm sorry. I mean, there is a thing with a guy dating an older woman. I don't know why. It's childish. It's like, ooh, an older woman. Oh, she's going to teach you a few things. Whereas, like,
right.
We've already been down this road. Men are immature. So for an older woman to date a younger man, we've already broken this down. 6 ways to Sunday.
Yeah.
Most women are like, don't do it. The guys are too immature.
But apparently he is. And, you know, she appreciates that.
Good.
Yeah. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, we will talk. Rob Kardashian is still banned from Instagram, and people thought he came back, but he did not.
Oh,
and
I'll
explain that whole thing.
I didn't even know he was banned.
Oh, he's banned. Okay. And I'll tell you why, too, if you've forgotten.
Okay.
Today's a big day for producer Nicole. We'll tell you why. She might have a tear in her eye coming up around 10 a.m. this morning.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the Dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. We have a chance to win $100. 5 seconds to cash. That's coming your way here in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere for that.
So why would producer Nicole be sad today? Why is producer Nicole going to potentially shed a tear at 10 a.m. this morning? What's going on in your world, producer Nicole?
I am finally moving.
Wow, that's only been a year, like seems like a year in the making.
Yeah, and it's been 6 months.
It has been six months.
Yeah.
She's been living with her ex. And so are you moving out today? Like the movers are actually coming?
Yes, movers come today for me. Movers come tomorrow for her.
So
will you stay there tonight?
No, all of my stuff will be at the new place.
Oh, you've already gotten your new place. It's done, signed, you have keys, everything.
Yes.
Okay.
But where did you think she was going to move to?
I don't know. Mm. You know, some people...
Chateau de Lorraine.
What? Did someone say Chateau de Lorraine? Cue the violins.
Here will be your quarters. You only have 2 buttons, so use them wisely.
It'll be around 2 o'clock or 1400, as some might say.
Oh, yeah.
Some people with their stuff in storage, maybe.
Okay.
Then they, you know...
Yes, and I'll be officially out today.
You could just take the 3rd floor of Loren's house.
I'll take the wine room.
There is a 3rd floor of Loren's house. That's not even a joke. Now, good for you, Loren. You and Dallas did well for yourselves.
Yeah, you guys did well. A lot of stairs, though, so...
That's the worst.
Was there any elevator construction in the reconstruction of Chateau de Lorraine?
It's not an elevator.
I'm sorry.
It's about me.
It is about you. And I want to get
her moment.
I want to get back because we've talked about this so many times on the MRL show. Your 4-year girlfriend, Lauren, and you broke up around December, but you've lived together. But now today is like the official goodbye. Has there been tears shed this week over the fact that, you know, maybe you don't have feelings for each other physically or but maybe just the emotional attachment to each other?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been tears shed because at the end of the day, like, I'm losing my best friend. And that's like, I think the hardest part of a breakup is that, like, they always say, like, date your best friend. And that's what I did. I dated my best friend. And now that even when the romance subsides, like, this has still been my roommate. Like, it's still the person that I'll, like, eat dinner with or the person who comes home, vents about their day.
And
you know?
At the end of the day, it's the person you moved to Charlotte with.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is... that was a really pretty much any first I had in my like life. Cause I mean, I started dating her. I'm 27 now. I started dating her when I was 23. Like a lot of things happen in your life from 23 to 27.
You've toured the world basically with her from, like the Dominican Republic all the way to Thailand.
Never been to the Dominican Republic.
Where'd you
go? Cuba.
We went to Cuba.
Cuba, that's
We've
right.
Been to Thailand, St. Thomas, Puerto Rico.
Now she's moving away too.
Yeah, dude, she's moving to New York.
So, well, which, you know, it kind of, so like one thing I remember about being in a small town is that when you'd break up with someone, you saw them everywhere. So at least you don't have to worry about, you know, that. It sucks. It's like good and bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm super, like, if there's one thing about, like, if anyone, not anyone can do it. Like, if anyone can completely, like, uproot their life and move to New York frickin' city, it's her. So, like, that, I'm, like, super, super pumped for her for that.
I think she blocked me. I don't even see her on stories anymore.
Oh. Well, you probably said something that offended her.
Oh, sure.
I mean,
you're not blocked. She loves all you guys.
I know. I thought so. Because
we offend easily.
I just love watching her because she travels the world for her job. And I was like seeing where she's at, you know. But how's Finley, your dog, handling it?
He's not. That's a sensitive subject. He's not handling it well.
Does he know?
He know. I mean, the whole.
Did you talk to him?
The whole apartment is like, it's just boxes. It's just boxes. So like, he's just been really emotional. He hasn't in the past, I'd say, like, week since the packing, like, really started, he's maybe eaten like half of a day's worth of food.
Aww.
Well, they say moves in general are very traumatic, and then a move where he's not going to see mama anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's sick. Like, he'll be six this year, and she's been around for 4 years. So that's the majority of his life, and she works from home. So, like, that's
his buddy.
Yeah, that's her best friend.
Yeah.
Mm. So. I mean, that, yeah. I mean, that's the one thing with me and Callie. Like, when Nicole watched our dog and Sterling and I went to go pick it up, Callie ran to me first because I'm the one who's with Callie the most. We get off, you know, at 12 or 1, and Sterling has to work till 7.
Right.
You know, so I'm sure he's going to be, your dog, Finley's going to be really upset about losing Lauren.
Yeah, he's, and that's like the toughest thing is because, like, Lauren kept telling me, she's just like, I wish I could tell him, like, this has nothing to do with him.
How many boxes is your half of the apartment?
I don't know. I can't even talk about that kind of stuff because I don't even think I'm ready, and it's just the whole thing.
And the movers are coming at 10?
Yes. But I have until Monday to get out.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, if the movers can get the big stuff and the big boxes.
That's how I handled mine.
Good. Smart move.
There's at one point I didn't even put things in boxes. I just threw it in my back seat and I kept making trips.
Right now, things are going into garbage.
That's exactly what I'm at
right now.
All right. Well, good luck with your move today. And we're all thinking of you, Nicole.
Thanks. Can I leave work this early?
No. You could leave in 3 hours.
Okay.
At 9:45. Okay. Still to come. Speaking of producer Nicole, she brought to our attention that there's a end of the year song list that was posted up at a website called weareteachers.com. There's like 50 songs on it. She pulled a couple. You want to just hear, like, what it means to listen to a song at the end of the school year? All right, we'll get into that coming up in under 10 minutes.
Wait. Did work distract you from hearing parts of today's show? No worries. We have an MRL Morning Show on demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Register at kiss95.1.com. We got your pair of tickets to see Angela Johnson's Technically Not Stalking Tour at Ubbins Auditorium October 12th. That is online at kiss95.1.com. Now we got to get to the end of the year song list. Just about everyone now.
Yeah. But I know Union's out today. I think somebody said one of the school systems is into next week, one of the counties. I forget.
I don't know. I've got a high schooler on my street. It's been out for 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Certain schools, like private schools, have been out for like a month. They're like, what are you guys talking about? I'm already getting ready for college.
But so they put together some awesome end of the year playlist, like a end of the school year songs, and they're really good.
Like, now, there's like 50 of them on that list, though, right, Roy? Like a bunch?
You want me to list a couple for you?
Yeah, I know we pulled a couple.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do Good Old Days.
Ah, a good end of the year song for the students.
Macklemore.
Oh, somebody would have told me, babe. Someday these will be the good old days. All the love you won't forget. And all these reckless nights you won't regret.
That's awesome. And you know, like, kids, they get in their feels and they do think these are the good old days, and you're like, it gets better.
Yeah.
See You Again, Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, that's a good one.
Another turning point.
Oh, hold on.
That's
Time of Your Life. That's another good one. Well, let's just stick with that one since I already
started. Yeah, Time of Your Life by Green Day. That is a good one.
And a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go.
So make the best of this test known as why.
This is big in my high school.
It's
at
not
the end
a
of the
question,
year.
Yeah, but yeah. A lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end, it's
like
right.
This is
I
a little late to be
time of your life.
Yeah, 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 a little bit. But this is that's what you're into.
You know, that's cool too because it's like, hey. High school is great, but like maybe the next part of your life,
right?
You know, I hope you have the time of your life and go do your thing.
And you will.
Yeah. All right.
Do you want to try to see you again or don't mess up? You know that after yesterday, we're on thin ice around here.
I'm clicking the heck out of the mouse.
It's not working.
Hey, mouse, we're back today.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
All right.
All right. Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Staring at the blinds
before
you.
Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate.
Unfortunately, this reminds me of The Hills.
So deep.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I my bad. Then for the people that are a bit younger, this is probably hitting them, you know, Best Day of My Life, American Authors. That's a more of a newer...
I don't know if I have that one.
Oh, you don't?
No.
It was highlighted on my sheet.
I'm sorry. Oh, hold on. Here it is. Here it is. Yes, this is a good one.
This is a good one.
Fun song.
Yeah, every song has been tainted though, because when I hear this, I think of like your local Chevy dealers. Right now, at your local Chevy dealer, you can get an offer.
Yeah, they did commercialize that one, didn't they? Never Say Goodbye, Bon Jovi.
Ah, see, for all my Jersey friends who moved south and you're hanging out with us down here in the Carolinas now, this was mine.
Remember when we lost the keys?
Good gosh.
I think I know this song. I do know this. I knew the song now.
So, and of course, then, like in my opinion, the number one end of the school year song has to be "Graduation" by Vitamin C.
Yes.
Right?
I hope "You Dance" wasn't in there. That was our high school graduation.
There was 50
song.
Of them. We have the whole list up at kiss951.com, Lorraine. We just picked a couple. Like, I would even say "No Such Thing" by John Mayer. I want to run through the halls of my high school.
Yeah.
"End of the Road" by Boyz II Men, I think, was on there. The Sunscreen song.
Yeah.
Buzz Lerman.
Older.
Yeah. Okay. That's a pretty good list.
Yeah, we should. Hey, Nicole, we should make a Spotify playlist so all of our fans can follow it and then listen to this.
Yeah.
It's the end of the school year.
Yeah, our three favorite songs. You can listen to them over and over again.
Yeah.
WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds of cash on Kiss 95.1.
All right, let's give away $100, 704-570-9595. I'm going to play 5 seconds of a song. If you can name the song, you get the cash. Call number 9, call now, good luck.
WNKS, HD Charlotte.
Time for 5 seconds of cash on Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got Nicole in Charlotte. Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, so we are going to play 5 seconds to cash. We're going to play a 5-second clip. All you have to do is name the song. If you get it right, you get $100. Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go. Nicole in Charlotte, $100. Name that song.
Beautiful.
That is right. You get $100.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
See, we come back after a day off. We start giving away cash immediately to buy you right, right back, Nicole. $100 in your pocket.
Thank you so much.
Some nice summer spending money. All right. Yeah. Hold on a second, Nicole. Thanks for listening to the MRL show on Kiss 95.1, okay?
Thank you.
And 5 seconds to cash will continue 12 noon. Cameron has your next chance to win that money.
Now, we were not here yesterday, but that doesn't mean that the show was short of some drama. Apparently, someone invited someone to come do something, and the other person didn't show up, and now it's a whole thing, and we'll discuss it. Earlier this morning where we were yesterday and what was going on, and Lauren, I think you put it in the best terms. What did you tell everyone?
I said we got called down to the principal's office, and it was for something very senseless.
And we'll just leave it at that. You know, we're back, and we're excited to be with you guys. We want to thank everyone who reached out on social media. Just know this, that the relationship between Kiss 95.1 and the MRL show is strong. There's no...
They're
right. Really... And this was not like one of those so-called radio stunts where we're like, we're going to take the day off so people talk about us.
No, we got in trouble for something.
We screwed up,
and now we're back.
Yes.
And that's the truth. And if we explain to you any further what it was, you would yawn. So we're sparing you the details. Trust us.
It's boring.
Yeah.
Just know that we'll try not to screw up again. And if we do, which is likely, you know, if we go disappear again, just know, they're screwing up again.
You hear the magic voice again, and then we'll be back. I don't know what to tell you.
The magic voice.
You know what? Where's the clip that they were airing yesterday?
Oh, I don't want to play it.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny that, like, we should, like, anytime we're ever doing a bit and, like, it's getting a little too close towards corporate's eyes, we just fire that. Take us off immediately.
And we're not that kind of show, though, that gets in trouble for something. You know, and it's not for something we said on the air, by the way, you guys. So you could take that out. We didn't say something. We didn't do something on the radio that got us in trouble. It was something that happened behind the scenes. And corporate, Beasley Corporate, had the right to say that was wrong, and that was it. So there we go. Okay?
Okay. All right, there was still drama while we were on our timeout in our corners.
What did you... Okay, so, Lorraine, it was your birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
So you invited Roy out on Tuesday night to come to your birthday party.
Well, it wasn't like a birthday party, quite honestly. We were supposed to go out yesterday night, and we had reservations, but then when we got in trouble, when the thing happened, we decided, because I could stay up later that night, and I have to get up the next morning, that we should move it to that night. So, Tuesday night, we were going out to dinner. It was just me, my mom, her boyfriend, and Dallas.
Okay.
And I was babyless, right?
Right.
So
that's what the au pair's for.
Yeah. So I texted Nicole and Roy in the group text, and I said, hey, we're going to this restaurant. Like, why don't y'all come with us? And Nicole said she was packing and sent a photo, which I understand. But Roy was like crickets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't answer me. And I was like, oh, well, surely he'll show up. Like, you know, he lives right there.
I went to a brewery. I went somewhere else instead.
Yeah, I was watering my lawn, so thanks for asking.
Yeah, I was out doing something different. And so then I told...
I figured you had family stuff, Manny.
I had to water flowers in the yard, yes.
He's all the way in Waxhaw.
I know, he's far.
Yeah, he doesn't get invited to stuff. So...
and believe me, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And so Sterling, I'm at dinner with Sterling, and Sterling says that, Caesar, I guess you're at Eddie V's or where you posted on Instagram, and he said how much he wanted to go there, and I was like, oh boy. I was like, well, we were invited.
So the restaurant that Loren was at was the one that Sterling wanted to go to.
Yeah, he was like, I really want to go there. I'm like, well.
We could have gone tonight.
And he got so upset with me.
Yeah, I was upset too. I thought for sure you would show up.
So, and we had to peel back the layers of what goes on with me internally to figure out why I didn't show up. And I have this problem, and I've done this before with Loren and with probably a lot of people. If anyone knows me, I probably do this too. I sometimes can't understand when it's a real invite. Does that make sense?
No.
Like sometimes I think it's just a gesture. A prime example, Loren and I went to an Italian restaurant. We were in Florida. We were having a good time. And then they said, hey, we're going to go back to the condo. Would you guys like to come back? And I was like, that's probably not a real invite to me. They probably, you know, it's probably just something you say that's nice.
And okay. We went back and we kept drinking and like we had a good old time.
So I get that. And I would have been there too, Loren. But let me ask, get in the brain of Roy.
Okay.
what would have been the proper way to know ahead of time before dinner?
I think
that
so.
The plans are we're going to dinner, then we're going to the condo, then maybe go.
Yeah, I think
skinny
so.
Skinny dipping or whatever yeah. it is. It's got to be laid out for you before you get into the
night. I think so. But like make plans. So I think I have this issue of if I'm not already a part of the plans, then I feel like I don't belong in the plans.
If the plans don't revolve around you,
kind
you
of.
Go.
Yeah. Yes, I'm very egotistical, Lorraine. It's all about me. It's your birthday, but it's my party.
Trust me, we didn't plan on going out Tuesday night. It was supposed to be last night.
So. I think, Roy, what you're getting, I don't think it's that he's it's egotistical.
Not that.
It's that he feels like.
I don't want to be.
And maybe it's something in your past, buddy. I need to bring the music on now.
Maybe
because
somebody said something that I'm too much or I didn't know when to leave.
See, I don't think so.
What do you think it is?
I think back in the little Roy years with the young Roy running around, six friends went up to go to the treehouse, and the seventh was Roy. And finally, one of the friends yelled back, "Hey, Roy, do you want to come up to the treehouse too?"
Yes, I wasn't.
You were not part of the initial six. You were asked after they had made the plan to go to the treehouse. Therefore, Roy was like, "Now you're just saying it to say it."
That's kind of how I feel with a lot of things. People just say it to say it.
Buddy, I wouldn't invite you just to invite
you.
I
know. It's not you. It's me. It's a me problem. And I do this quite a bit, and Sterling brought it to my attention, and I'm like, all right, I'll work on it. And the other problem I do is that whenever we're done talking, or whenever someone's talking to me and I don't know what else to say, I'll just end the conversation and walk away. And Sterling's like, no, you should keep it going and ask more questions. And I'm like, oh, I thought it was done. I do this really bad. Like, I'm messed up mentally. I don't
Well, we missed you, buddy.
I don't know why.
You're not messed up mentally. You just, you don't like, really, you're almost too polite. You don't want to impose.
I think right. that's it.
I think it's a combination of that. It's also a combination of the fact that you like to be in control. Like, so you know what I mean? Like, if you don't like stuff there, you don't want to make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
Plus, the seats have to be right.
It's a whole thing. Like, because I'm a bigger guy. I need certain accommodations.
I know Roy's restrictions, okay? I know Roy's restrictions. He's like my brother. I wouldn't have invited him if it wouldn't have worked.
Okay. All right. Well, how was it? Everything was good on your
yeah,
birthday?
It was
Happy
great,
birthday,
except for
Lorraine.
I was, you know, missing a void.
I know. I'm sorry. Next time you invite me, here's my promise to you. Wherever you invite me next, I promise you I'm going to say yes.
I have to clean my house today. No. Will you come help me?
Oh, I'm coming. I'll show up and help. That's what I need to do. Anytime I get invited to someplace, I'm just going to start saying yes.
I think that's a good plan.
Regardless of the circumstances, Roy will say yes. Call now and invite Roy somewhere. He's not saying no, people.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I would love to talk to people, by the way. I feel like we've talked to, like, only two people this morning.
Yeah.
We got the catch up from yesterday. 704-570-9595. You can call, say hi to Roy, Loren, wish her happy birthday. In fact, Loren, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So we all are hoping and wishing that there will be a Friends reunion. Well, Jennifer Aniston just gave us all hope. 7 minutes in the dirty.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. The MRL Morning Show On Demand. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Jennifer Aniston was just on the Ellen Show, and I think we can all agree we've been asking for years for a possible Friends reunion, and she gave us hope this time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The girls would do it.
Yeah.
And the boys would do it, I'm sure. Listen, anything can happen.
Even if someone can't do it, you can do it.
I can do it. I can do it by myself.
You sure can.
Who needs the other? Those are just, they knock me down.
So I think, I mean, if everyone would be on board, why wouldn't they revive it?
I don't know.
Would you not want to see more Friends episodes?
So
it's not like, so this is where I think of, like, Sex and the City was one of those shows where, like, everybody watched it religiously, right? It has a cult following. Well, Friends had a cult following. And the reason that they won't revive Sex and the City is because there's some strife between some of the cast members off the set, right? And if all of these cast members are good to go,
yeah,
I don't know.
I guess. Whenever I hear Jennifer Aniston talk, I just think about Vanessa Bayer from SNL doing the impression.
She did a pretty good one.
On the Weekend Update, yeah. It's on, she plays her.
I don't know. Maybe they could bring it back to Netflix, like Fuller House.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Well, Seinfeld got a reunion of sorts inside of Curb Your Enthusiasm, the Larry David show, because he was the executive producer of the Seinfeld show. So when he got his own show, they made that a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And all the characters from Seinfeld came back.
That's cool.
Inside of Curb. So that was kind of a reunion.
All right. So Alec Baldwin will be the next person to be roasted on Comedy Central.
They're still doing roasts?
They're still doing roasts.
They're good.
It'll be taped this summer in New York. No air date just yet, but he'll then join the long list of celebrities that have been roasted on Comedy Central. Bruce Willis, Rob Lowe, Justin Bieber, Charlie Sheen, James Franco. So it's kind of a cool honor.
Bieber got roasted.
Yeah, Bieber's roast was funny.
And that's when Snoop and
Martha Stewart
became friends.
Yeah.
She said that he looked like a retired WNBA player.
All right, so J-Lo, she's been gushing over her fiancé, A-Rod, and she says that he is the best person that she's ever met in her whole life. That's some, honor to give. But Alex Rodriguez, back in the 90s, predicted their relationship. There is an interview that is now resurfacing where he says that he would want to date Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, he's A-Rod. That's totally possible.
Yeah.
That's like Leo DiCaprio saying, I would love to date Jennifer Aniston. Okay.
Yeah, but dating and getting married too, I mean.
What would a dream date with Alex Rodriguez be?
Jennifer Lopez. Hopefully you can find me a date with her.
There you go.
Yeah. Rob Kardashian, he is not back on Instagram, and he's been banned from Instagram, even though his account is still open now. But if you remember, he was banned when he posted some very revealing photos of his ex, Blac Chyna, on there.
Oh, right.
So he was kicked off Instagram. Well, now the Jenner organization runs his Instagram, and he is still not allowed to post on it to this day by himself. Like, somebody, he has to send something to someone else who has to post it for him, and it cannot be in the first person.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
I might adopt that policy here just to be safe.
Clearly.
Maybe. Yeah, that might be a good idea for us.
Maybe we wouldn't miss work so much.
Anyway, fans thought he was back because some of the, I think it was Chris and one of the sisters were saying, hey, go follow him.
Okay.
But it's not really him.
Okay.
So that's your dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595.
Now, she lost on Tuesday.
No, we weren't here Tuesday.
No, yes, we were. We worked Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
We missed Wednesday.
Yeah, Tuesday then is when I lost.
So what happens when we're...
You have no wins.
No.
We're all screwed up on the time.
She called, you called Robert Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're at zero wins.
Pattinson.
On the time that our show comes back, let's take her down again. Why not? 704-570-9595. Good luck.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Andrew, welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Andrew? Oh, I'm sorry.
Andrew, can you hear us?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, welcome to the show.
How are you guys this morning?
We're much better than yesterday. We're back. So we are playing Can't Beat Loren. I have no wins under my belt. I lost right before we had to go. And let's see if you can take me down.
Okay.
She's Loren misses one day, and she's all sorts of rusty over there. Okay. Maybe you could take her down again, Andrew. Throw her out of the studio.
All right, Loren. It's time to get out of here.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio, taking her jerky with her. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Andrew's going to see if he can put a Boone beat down on her.
Yeah.
Here we go. Gwen Stefani said she was shocked when she was asked to return to The Voice next season. What voice coach is she dating?
Blake Shelton.
And Jennifer Aniston appeared on Ellen and said she was down for a reunion of this iconic sitcom that she starred in.
Friends.
Ed Sheeran teamed up with Heinz for Ed Chup. Okay, which Canadian artist did he collab with for a new song, I Don't Care? Three?
Don't know.
Okay. Question four. Priyanka Chopra announced that she's still getting hate for the 10-year age gap between her and her singer husband. Who is her husband?
What did you say her name was?
Priyanka Chopra. She's married to someone who's 10 years younger, and social media is getting on her for it. Do you know who that person is? Her husband? Three?
Nope.
2-1, no answer there. Okay, and what tennis star has become the first female athlete to make Forbes' list of the richest self-made women?
Serena Williams.
Good job.
All right, Lorenz coming back in, so let's see, how did Andrew do?
He got three correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. She's wearing her Strong as a Mother shirt. Does it help? We'll find out. Gwen Stefani said she was shocked when she was asked to return to The Voice next season. What voice coach is she dating?
Blake Shelton.
1-1.
And Jennifer Aniston appeared on Ellen and said she was down for a reunion of this iconic sitcom.
Friends.
2-2.
Ed Sheeran teamed up with Heinz for something called Etch Up.
Mm-hmm.
What Canadian artist did he just do a collab with on their new song, I Don't Care?
Justin Bieber.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Andrew did not know that one. It's 3-2.
I pulled that Etch Up for my What Lauren Likes today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, Priyanka Chopra announced that she's still getting some hate on social media because of the 10-year gap between her and her singer husband. His name is?
Nick Jonas.
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Andrew. 4-2.
And what tennis star has become the first female athlete to make Forbes' list of richest self-made women?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
What tennis star has become the first female athlete to make Forbes' list of the richest self-made women?
Serena Williams.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. Lauren, you have one win.
Andrew.
Yes, Mom. It was an honor losing because I cannot beat Lauren.
Andrew, thank you for playing.
Absolutely.
And for being a good sport.
Say hi to everyone up there in Boone, Andrew.
Will do. You guys have a great day. Still to come.
All right. War of the Roses. Gina thinks Parker might be cheating because she found something at his workspace. And when she started reading it, she found out that they're lyrics to a song. But the song's not about her. It's about another woman. Is it about an older woman in his life or someone who he's currently seeing? We'll test the relationship in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. War of the Roses.
Hey, Gina. You want to do War of the Roses with your boyfriend, Parker?
So we met on Tinder. We've only been dating for like 6 months. And we really hit it off. And I don't know, we both agreed to kind of take things slow because we had come out of relationships that were long-term. And we have been. Like, we've been, you know, it hasn't been like a fast and furious 6 months. We've been kind of taking it slow. But I don't know. Now I'm afraid that I might be wasting my time because I think he might be cheating.
What makes you think that?
Well, so I found song lyrics on his computer. I know they were about his ex, Sabrina, because the song is called Sabrina. And
wait, okay, that's a good indication.
So he made a song?
Yes, yes. He plays guitar and he sings.
That's not cool.
Well.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Not well,
I
she
would
said.
Never,
I thought maybe we had like a local artist, like maybe like a band, like a local band that people would know. If you said his name, would anybody know who he was or?
No. Oh. No.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have the lyrics right here if you want to hear them.
Yeah, we would love to hear them. I mean, if it's, especially if it's significant to you thinking that you're being cheated on. Is it like, hey, Sabrina, when I make out with you?
Well, so it's goes, oh, Sabrina, you make my heart sink. Oh, Sabrina, when I look at you, I can't blink. Oh, Sabrina, you're the one for me. But there's something stopping us, so we can't be.
Wasn't that Which, bad.
I mean, that has to make me assume that I'm the one stopping them
funny.
Because we're dating.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Okay, well, who's to say that the song lyrics aren't old? Maybe he wrote the song a long time ago
that's
for
fair.
Her.
I thought that too, but I looked at the date on it. Like, you can see when the draft was saved, you know? And no, it was from like yesterday. Like I said, we've really hit it off. So,
all right.
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to test it.
That's fair.
Okay, well, we'll call him, see who he sends the flowers to. If he doesn't send the flowers to you, be quiet, because we want to hear what he puts on the note, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's dial Parker up.
Hello?
Hi, Parker. My name's Emma. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling today because we have your name and number here as the winner of our tag contest on Instagram.
Okay.
So I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone. Congratulations. One of your friends tagged you in our post.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send them to?
Actually, yeah, I do. Actually, I do. I really do. Yeah. Can I send it to a girl named Sabrina? Can I give the name on the card?
Sabrina is who you want to send it to?
Yeah, Sabrina. S-A-B-R-I-N-A.
Okay. And what would you like to put on Sabrina's card?
Sabrina, I think it's finally our time.
Just that?
Maybe a song lyric would be nice for Sabrina, you know?
Kind of what I was thinking.
This is not a flower company. This is the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show with War of the Roses. There's a segment where we catch cheaters.
Wait, yeah, what?
Hi, Parker. It's Gina.
Gina heard everything. She knows that you sent the romantic package to your ex.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay, wait.
That sucks. I kind of had a feeling, I'm not going to lie, but I think that pretty much cements it.
I wanted you to find out a different way. This is not how I wanted you to find out.
So you're not denying it at all.
Yeah. No, I don't know. How did you want me to find out?
I was going to write you a song. I was going to write you a goodbye song.
Oh, ironically, that's how she thought you were cheating on her. She found your song, the lyrics to Sabrina.
You was in my computer?
It was sitting there. You left it open and sitting there.
You still snooped. I mean, come on.
Who cares, dude? You're the one cheating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's not turn this around. I mean,
I was literally going to sing you a goodbye song and then just end it, and that would be it, and it'd be over.
You were going to write her a breakup song?
That's awful thoughtful of you.
I'll save you the trouble. You don't need to.
I kind of
hear it.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead? We're on live radio. Not a lot of people get this opportunity. Why don't you, with the blessing of Gina, of course, why don't you belt out a line?
Yeah, I had a bad this morning, but I can. All right, let's try this. I can't believe I'm doing this. Gina, our time together was wonderful. I'll never forget your smile. But it's time to put some miles between us, Gina.
Oh.
I just want to say goodbye. I'm leaving you for Sabrina.
Okay. Now I'm starting to think he's only dating Sabrina because it rhymes with Gina.
Right?
Listen.
That's how you were going to break up with me.
He's no Adam Levine, let's be honest.
Wow. Ow. Yeah.
Hey. You know, at least you're getting out now before you're 3 years
down
the road. Yeah, and a good story to tell.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Ultimately, it's not going to be a good thing for you anyway, Gina. I mean, Parker will end up on The Voice, and it's going to be very difficult, you know, for him.
This is when he becomes
something
a major star.
Yeah, he's going to be, maybe even a judge. He'll be sitting next to Adam Levine, you know, after he becomes a breakout star. Okay, all right, Dan. All right, Gina, now you know. There you go. We're all winners today having heard that song.
Yeah, right.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Amanda and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning, guys. I missed you.
Well, we certainly missed you. It was a weird day.
Yeah, I listen to you every morning. I was going to drop my kid off, and I just kept hearing the will not be aired. I thought it was a joke until my daughter, she's 4, said, "Mom, where are they?" I said, "I don't know."
Yeah. I wish it was a joke.
You know, but so one, I called to tell you happy birthday, Loren.
Thank you.
And two, I thought you guys would think it was funny to know. I actually got yelled at by my boyfriend yesterday because I was late to our lunch date because I was too busy typing up an email, yelling and complaining that you guys weren't on the show.
Yeah, you know what? And Kiss was in a tough spot because, you know, we have so many great MRL show family members out there. And Kiss has given us the opportunity to create relationships and bonds with you. But believe us, it wasn't, they had the right to do what they did. You know what I mean? Like, I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
Amanda, that everybody gets into it with their boss, and when you get sent to the principal's office, there's usually a winner, and it's usually the principal.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's so. Very true, but I just wanted you guys to know that I love you, and I'm very sad. I'm very happy you guys are back, and that's all we wanted to know.
Oh, thank you. Sorry that you were late to your boyfriend's dinner lunch yesterday, by the way.
I don't care. he can eat alone.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, that's so funny. Thanks, Amanda.
Stephanie and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room morning show.
Good morning. I am so happy you guys are back. You do not know how messed up my day was yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I think I speak for a lot of people. And Charlotte's like, I time my life around your show. My radio goes off with you guys in the morning. And then when the show starts, I was like, okay, I'm going to be downstairs to eat breakfast. And then I can leave by a certain time. I know when 5 seconds to cast, I have to be on 77 by a certain spot.
Yeah, we're people's alarm clocks.
On the 30th, I've got to be almost to work. Oh, my God. So we get to work, and there's a padlock on one of the gates that I usually go in to get into the parking lot. I was like, oh, my. And it just went downhill.
Your universe was turned upside down yesterday.
Yeah.
I know.
Charlotte Rowley.
I know. We were, our universe was turned upside. I mean, we hated not being here.
Yep. Yeah. I was okay with it after 10. but during 6 to 10, I was freaked out.
Down and down and down. Okay. No, I know. And I saw a lot of people texting and Facebook posts in. It's like, yeah, a lot of people are like, where are you guys?
Okay.
We've become addicted.
Oh, well, thanks, Stephanie. That means so much to us. Yes. You have a great day, okay? Tell your little fifth grader we say congratulations.
I will. Thank
Alrighty.
You.
Bye.
Now, a lot of people are finishing school and graduating, and congratulations to everyone who's wearing a cap and gown, and congratulations to everyone who is just moving on to the next grade. That's important, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk with Wayne in Charlotte. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, buddy? Turn your radio down for a second so we can chat with you real quick.
Radio is down.
What's going on, Wayne?
No, I'm just glad you guys are back. You guys are part of my morning routine. I take my wife to work in the morning, drive there listening to, you know, Can't Beat Loren and the Dirty at 30 and all of that stuff. So I'm glad you guys are back on the air this morning.
We are too, and we'll try not to screw up again.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes you got to do what you feel is right for y'all.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Well.
You know what?
That's all we can say.
Yeah. I mean, people are texting us. People are hitting us up on socials to tell us exactly what happened. If we explained to you, it wouldn't. It's so senseless that
That's
not.
That's all we can say is that it was senseless.
Right.
Yeah, I understand. But you know? I'm glad you guys are back. I missed you guys so much.
All right.
Man,
thanks,
we
bud.
You, man.
Hey, Wayne. You and everyone else. This was just brought to our attention about 10 minutes ago, right before we played that War of the Roses. Back in when? January, you guys?
It was like
the first week in January that we came back after our Christmas break,
yep.
Wayne. We did this segment where we each wrote down a prediction about 2019, what was going to happen in 2019, okay?
Right.
Somebody predicted between Manny, Roy, Loren, and producer Nicole, one of the four people, Roy, I don't even know if you know this, predicted that we would get in trouble.
Well.
Do you want to hear that?
I do.
Do you want to hear that prediction? Okay. All right, Wayne, so make sure you're listening. Give us right after this song.
We are the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. We're back. We're here. And evidently, somebody predicted on this show that something bad would happen back in January.
Yeah, and someone brought this to our attention, too. I didn't even recall this.
More than one person texted us and posted on our socials. They said, go back and listen to January when you did Prediction Week, which is awesome. Good for you guys, because I don't even remember doing that.
Me neither.
I'm so bad.
Our listeners remember more about us than we do.
I am so bad at this. Okay, so we went back to the archive, and we found when we did Prediction Week that somebody predicted the future for real.
Manny opening up his envelope. Oh, he's ripping the envelope. For radio sound effect.
It says,
Maney will get MRL into big trouble this year as a show. We will definitely be sitting in the boss's office in no time.
Oh, that's going to happen today. Who predicted that?
Loren.
The Ring. You can't predict something that happens daily.
So she did a safe prediction. No, I mean, we get in, like, small little things where we have to sit in the office and, like, take our licks, but I predict that Maney will get us into some major stuff
like,
this year.
Like potentially show cancellation.
Maybe.
Ooh. Okay. with all respect and to my defense, the last person to get us in trouble as a show was you because you bought furniture and the company doesn't love that idea. So,
yeah.
All right. Fair is fair. Uh-huh, okay. We're going to hold on to these throughout the year. Back live now. There you have it. Now, that was from December, actually, right before we went on vacation. We did our prediction show.
That's weirdly too accurate.
Right? Although it wasn't just Minnie's fault.
You didn't do it.
Collectively, we got in trouble as a show.
We all screwed up.
Yeah.
There's a monster, Lorraine, in that Godzilla movie that we went and saw.
Uh-huh.
What is his name?
I don't remember.
King Ghidorah.
Okay.
Who's King Ghidorah?
It's a dragon with three heads, and that's what we are.
That's
each head is responsible for what the head next to it says and does.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
And there's another thing in there that's not a joke. The bosses were not happy that Loren took out all the furniture from the building and brought our own furniture in.
They were upset about that. That's probably why we didn't get fired yesterday. They didn't want us to have to haul out all of our stuff in our office.
That's too much of a thing. Just let them stay.
Yeah, just get rid of them for a day.
Yeah.
And then we'll let them come back.
It's because it makes it a pain when they fire us. They can't just send us out. Like, we have to bring in a moving truck.
See, they were mad, but that was job security.
You played their hand. You forced their hand. Holy cow. Okay, yeah. So, you know, listen, we've mentioned it a bunch of times this morning. We're not going to keep going over and over again. We're happy to be back on the radio.
Yes.
Thanks for your calls, your texts, your support, everyone.
You guys are the best.
You know, we got sent to this principal's office. We got in trouble, and that's it. There's really nothing more to it, y'all.
If you could offer any hint, it was senseless.
Yes.
It was all senseless.
It was a senseless reason.
There you go.
Coming up next with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show.
I do love that we predicted it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, Loren,
that makes me laugh.
What you got coming up in the dirty? You teased something about Friends last hour.
Yeah.
Maybe a Friends reunion's in the work. What else?
Okay, so Scott Disick, there could be wedding bells in his future, and Ed Sheeran's teaming up with a condiment that we all love.
Mm.
I'll tell you what it is coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
The Maney, Roy, and Loren Show.
Put your hands up.
Yes, 95.1. The number one hit music station. The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
Scott Disick and Sophia Richie could be walking down the aisle to tie the knot sooner than we think. Multiple sources are saying that the two are seriously considering it and that the relationship is stronger than ever. It's a real possibility. And the reason is that they look at each other as life partners. Now, of course, everyone wants to know what Kourtney Kardashian thinks of it. And apparently she's unbothered by it. And they have her full support. She says that Sophia's really good with the kids.
That's important.
And, yeah. And they have a good relationship between Sophia and Kourtney as well.
Will Sophia invite Kourtney to their wedding?
I think they will because they have because Scott and Kourtney have so many kids together.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to wrangle the kids.
There's so many. I mean, they got three.
That's a lot. It's two more than I got.
Okay.
Okay. So Ed Sheeran, he has teamed up for his own ketchup line. He's teaming up with Heinz and he's going to have his own bottles. So it's going to be a collection of bottles that you can get your hands on very soon.
Look at this, Roy. I'm looking at it. Ketchup.
Yeah.
Heinz tomato ketchup.
It doesn't look that different than your typical Heinz. Well,
honestly, if I was in the grocery store, I wouldn't notice a difference at first.
Is the tomato his face?
Yep, the tomato is his face with glasses on.
And then it just says tomato ketchup under it. It really isn't that different of a bottle.
Hey, what does 57 varieties mean?
I guess ingredients.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
Me neither. All right, so Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn are becoming more comfortable being out in public. You know, they've been pretty private with their relationship, but they went on a double date with Robert Pattinson.
Hey! Good for you, Lauren. You know who that is, right?
I know. And his girlfriend. The four of them were sitting at a table laughing and talking the whole night. It was just the four of them, no one else, and Robin Taylor sat across from each other.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a What Lauren Likes for you, and it's Pride Month.
Okay, it is.
Yes.
It's my month.
And Chubbies just came out with new swim shorts that they have a whole Pride collection. So they have a flag that has all the colors in it. They also have pineapple shorts that have all the colors in it. And you can get them in multiple different lengths, too. So there's a 4-inch stretch and there's a 5.5-inch stretch.
Very cool.
Yeah. So you can get those available now. And they're about $65.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Lauren.
We'll have that up for you at kiss951.com.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can go check out other things that Lauren likes, too. I know people that love going over there to that list and seeing what they should get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be up at the Kiss95.1 app on your phone. Did you see Tracy Morgan made a $2 million boo-boo?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't get to talk about this, so we're going to bring it up for you guys. If you didn't hear it, find out what $2 million boo-boo Tracy Morgan made, and any of us, by the way, could have made it.
Well, we don't have $2 million to make a boo-boo with. But
we could have made the same mistake, but cheaper.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. We'll explain everything coming up in under 10 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
So Tracy Morgan did something. It wasn't even really his fault, but it could have happened to any of us. Poor Tracy. These car wrecks, right?
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. He literally bought a car 30 minutes before this happened, okay? It was his dream car. He went to the Bugatti dealership and bought his dream car, drove off the lot, and 30 minutes later got into a collision with a Honda CR-V.
Yeah.
this happened
now,
in
Manhattan. No one was injured.
No one was injured,
yes.
We can
have a chuckle because it's
It happened
crazy.
In Manhattan. It wasn't far from the Lincoln Tunnel. And when I say the car was brand spanking new, I mean, there wasn't even fingerprints on anything yet in the car.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Dramatic.
He got sideswiped, so it wasn't his fault.
Okay. Well, in New York, man, everyone, it's tight.
Yep.
Everyone's driving crazy up there.
I guess he got out and yelled at the woman, but producer Nicole said that the audio's not good.
Okay.
Where you can hear the words that he's yelling, but he wasn't happy.
I'm sure he wasn't. He just spent, what is it? It's like a $2 million car. A $2.5 million car.
Could you imagine?
What's it called?
It's a
Bugatti.
Yeah. I don't know what
Why
the actual...
Why does it sound different when you say it?
I don't know. It's a Bugatti.
I don't know what the actual model is, but it's a Bugatti.
It's a Bugatti.
Yeah, I'm going to drive down the road in my Bugatti.
Tell you what, Roy drove up here in his Bugatti and whatnot.
And typically, I keep it to Chevy, but thought I could take the Bugatti for a spin.
Lauren, you ever been in that?
No. I have not.
By the way,
you ever touch one or see one in up close? No.
Oh, actually, I have seen one in person.
Oh.
In Miami.
She was around the rich part of Miami.
I was in the design district, and they were having a car show. Everyone relax.
And you got to see the Bugatti.
Yeah.
It is funny when you go to those cities where everybody's rich. Like, I was in Miami, and I saw a Range Rover getting a boot on it, and I think that's hilarious. Yeah. I'm like, Richo.
That's like our Honda getting booted.
I'm like, yeah, just because you have a Range doesn't mean you can park wherever you want. No, that's interesting. And like with the Tracy Morgan thing, I wonder his insurance would have. I mean, like that person's insurance is not going to cover a $2 million car.
Nah, he probably just writes that. I mean,
I don't honestly, from the looks of the photos, I don't think there was a ton of damage to either of the cars. I think it's probably something that can be worked out in a body shop.
Yeah,
but
it's more like just a side swipe type thing. It looks like.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just He just bought the car 30 minutes ago. Like, yeah. You know that part hurt worse than any of the damage.
It's like if you buy a new iPhone or smartphone Android and you drop it.
No, it's
the
like...
first day.
Listen, yeah. It is any car that you've ever owned in your life, people. That first ding hurts the worst. It could be a shopping cart in a parking lot. And you know it's happened to everyone. It's the first one. It just stings.
Area code 843 says, my neighbor has one, and they are nice.
What?
Wow, where do you live?
Your neighbor? You're too smart to be listening to this show.
Now, this person also texted a while back on May 20th and said, my neighbor waters her flowers 7 days a week. One day I asked her the secret, and she showed me and said they were fake. She's been doing that for years, so...
All right.
That might not be the same neighbor, but that is a fun neighborhood. But you know what we need to ask you guys is if this happened to anyone else, this conversation is going to be cringeworthy to find out that someone got themselves a new car or a car. It doesn't have to be new. You purchased a car. You drove it. How quickly did you wreck it?
704-570-9595. Call into the studio. We got to hear your story.
Nobody's going to beat 30 minutes.
30 minutes is pretty quick.
Hey, you buy a car down there on South Boulevard where all those car dealerships are?
Yeah.
You try making a left out of the dealership to try and get to like 485. It's a risk not worth taking.
Yeah.
What about like if you wreck while you're on the test drive?
Oh my gosh.
You haven't even bought it yet? Hey, I'm not even kidding. I went on a test drive and it was like one of those Explorers that have the like... park assist on it, and the guy who was taking me on the test drive took me to a parking lot, and I mean when I tell you I was slamming on the brake because I thought this car was going to collide with the one next to it. I brake checked everyone in the car. I was like, you ain't wrecking this car on my watch.
Holy cow. We asked, and like it looks like 10 almost 11, almost all 12 lines are lit up right now with people who crashed their car after getting it. Well, we're gonna grab these phone calls in like 5. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And we're talking about Tracy Morgan and that $2 million car that he crashed.
Yeah.
The Bugatti. I can't even pronounce it.
Bugatti.
Loren's the only one in here who can pronounce it. So wait, how many minutes after he bought the car did it crash?
30 minutes, my friend.
Can anybody beat getting a car? Now, it doesn't have to be a new car off the lot. Maybe you purchased it, you know, from someone. And you got a car, and you crashed it.
Let's talk with Marissa in Charlotte. Marissa.
Hi.
So you bought a car. How many days did it last?
20 days.
Yeah, see, even 20 days, that's less than 3 weeks. What happened?
So my parents bought me a car for graduation. I was very excited. Went to go drive it around for the first time, and on their anniversary, I was picking up my friends to go to the mall. A bee came into the car. I freaked out. I hit the gas and crashed into my friend's mom's BMW.
No.
All over a bee.
So, I'm having to call my parents on their anniversary, and they're getting a call saying that the cops are at her house and that they need to come over to take care of it because it's in my mother's name.
Oh.
So that was a happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. I crashed the car.
Now, you hit a BMW. What were you in?
I was in a Nissan Versa.
Oh. It was new, too, or was it used?
It's a used car.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucks. Man, that's your car.
I know.
Well, I still have it. It wasn't too bad,
okay.
But the damage to the other car was pretty bad.
Yeah, not a great commercial for BMW. It says that their cars stand up to anything. Nope, the Versa killed it. All right. Mm-mm. Thanks, Marissa. Have a great day, okay?
All right. Bye-bye. Let's talk with Nisha in Salisbury. Hey, Nisha.
Good morning.
Hi. So, what happened?
So, my brother, for his 18th birthday, got a Hyundai Elantra. And he went to Concord Mills, and someone T-boned him when he was trying to make a left turn to go to, like, Old Navy or something. So my mom had co-signed that car for him, and then after that, 6 days later, she co-signed another car. He totaled it at Concord Mills as well.
Oh my gosh, stop going.
Yeah. Hey, that's where Concord Mills, I think, is where Nicole and I were in one car and we saw you and Loren blow a stop sign.
You know what? We it is confusing there.
I didn't know we were supposed to stop.
Yeah, Misha. Misha, I'm in the car with Nicole. We're driving to Concord Mills. Loren's in the car with Roy, right? So there's a four-way stop right there at Concord Mills, except Loren doesn't see it as a four-way stop, but she keeps flying through.
I was telling Loren to keep going.
I know.
I didn't even know, Misha, it was Loren, and I turned to Nicole and I go, what's wrong with this person? They just blew a stop sign.
Concord Mills is, like, dangerous for driving, apparently.
That's
what happened to him.
Yeah, that's right.
Imagine, thanks, Nisha. We were off the air yesterday, but could you imagine if we were off the air because we totaled each other's cars and we're all in the hospital?
Oh, no!
But you know what I'm saying? We must T-boned them. It could have been really bad.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago, and I've given fair warning I'm not a great driver.
Remember that, Nicole, when Loren blew through the stop sign?
Of course I remember. We're, like, sitting there, and we're like, who is this? Loren.
Hey guys.
Roy was telling me, he's like, you have the right way. Just keep going. I'm like, okay.
Some instructor. Blind leading the blind. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, man. So tell us what happened. How long did you have the car for until you wrecked it?
Well, I had it for a week.
That's not a long time.
It was my first car I ever bought for myself, and it was a little old Mazda 6. And I actually, well, the wreck wasn't my fault. I was coming through a stoplight, getting my son some McDonald's. And the guy ran the red light and hit me and knocked me to the street sign that I've been living on the same street all my life.
Ugh.
And I'm saying when my hood of my car literally flew off and 4 feet behind the car.
Jeez.
The radiator was hanging. It was terrible.
And you had it for a week.
I had it for 1 week.
So how quickly after, by the way, everybody who gets into a wreck, it's not easy to get your insurance money and everything that quickly. So what do you do?
No, well, I mean, it became a constant battle because over in that area of Concord, they hadn't been put in street light, the traffic light.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got there, the guy was like, I'm sorry, man, my brakes didn't work. The light was red. I'm so sorry. But when the cops showed up and insurance got involved, he was like, well, I don't know if the light was green or not.
And
there was no way to prove his insurance.
Yeah.
They kind of null and voided the whole situation.
Yeah. Sounds like Concord's the Wild West.
Yeah.
The guy that hit Chris, it's like, whatever, dude. We know you got the track up there, but there's still some rules.
It's a lawless wasteland, man.
I love it. Thanks, bud.
Go ahead.
I just love, like, that's it. Like, the NASCAR just fueled everyone to drive fast, you know?
You just feel it when you go up there. We just got a text message that said someone bought a Corvette. The guy drove it to a restaurant, and then it got swallowed up by a sinkhole in Hickory.
Oh, my gosh.
I have people texted us, and I have them calling us as soon as they can because somebody bought a very expensive car. I hope we get in touch with them because they got out and got into a screaming match with someone after it was wrecked.
Ooh.
And then somebody said they didn't even make it off the lot.
No.
Yes.